A member of Philadelphia City Council wants to take a deeper dive in the school district finances. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
Councilmember Ketsi Lozada said she's thankful for the sparing of over 300 positions that directly impact students in the public schools, but she wants a better understanding of where the millions the city is spending on education is actually going.
We will be calling for a compliance and performance audit of the school district because it is the only way that we will continue to have trust from our constituents and as a body and be able to provide our children with the education opportunities in every neighborhood that they deserve.
She says saving several schools from closing in her district will make it a happy summer for her constituents, but she wants to make sure all the students in the city can receive a good education. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
With the World Cup in town and Brazil playing Haiti tomorrow in South Philadelphia, there will likely be armchair game analysis and trivia about the beautiful game. But when it comes to the grass some of the world's best are playing on, Keith Salmon, director of sports turf at Tuckahoe Turf Farms in Hamilton, New Jersey, has the facts. Salmon has spent the last 4 years working with FIFA, the Philadelphia Eagles, and turf grass researchers to create the grass surface in both Philadelphia and Boston's stadiums. Salmon says the team at Tuckahoe Farms will be tuning into the games to see their years of hard work in action.
There will be some times to enjoy it, whether it's on the field, on the sidelines, or sitting at your house in your recliner with a cold beer.
Philadelphia will host four more games after tomorrow, including one on the 4th of July. It is currently 80 degrees. We're seeing light rain and breezy conditions here in Philadelphia. Our high today will be near 92. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m.